Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two outs in the ninth. Jeffers deals. And he struck him out! And the Brewers win!
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Stein's Garden and Home. Planted in Wisconsin. Growing with you since 1946. 16 locations. Family owned. And by Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold.
My goodness, Jeffers slams the door.
Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. I'm Bill Michaels, and joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jeremy Jeffress, is here. JJ, how you been?
Good, man. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Getting back into it, you've looked pretty good. How have you felt?
Not bad, man. The progress is going uphill. Just going to keep it where I'm at and continue to build my strength and, you know, just attack hitters, because that's really how I feel like I'm going right now.
I know that now is not the easiest of time, as the team, five of their last 14, you guys have won, and pitching has been part of the problem. Can you put I know you're a reliever and such, but can you put your finger on, part of what's going on right now?
No, it's just guys finding out just, how they want to attack hitters. I mean, like I said in the last segment, we have young guys that, haven't really face these type of hitters consistently 2-3 times in a game, So, it's just understanding how to attack hitters each and every time you go out there.
There's a lot of talk about Manny Pena. He's been perfect. The team has won every time he's been behind the plate versus Yasmani Grandal, who brings a lot of the offense, but maybe not as familiar with some of the guys you guys have on the staff. Does having a different catcher back there make that big of a difference?
I mean, it can. It does have something to do with it. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but we got a guy that can do both, and we got two guys that can do both, actually. So, it's just up to the team, how guys want to play it, how the lineup needs to be put. But Pena still, conversates with Yasmani and letting him know that what's our strengths, what's our weaknesses, and, we just communicate, man. It's a lot of communication going on in that clubhouse.
Now, for guys that go out there, not necessarily the relievers, but maybe even in your own sense, who calls the game? Does the pitcher call the game? Do you guys get a sense for what it is you want to do, or are you on the same page usually with the catcher, or is signals coming from the dugout?
It's usually scouting report. You look at the scouting report each and every game. Relievers look at it before every series. Starters look at it every game, seriously. And it's you pitch to your strengths. So I feel like the pitcher is calling the game. The catcher is trying to go along with them. So, I think that's the best way I could put it.
Then you've got the change in coaching, obviously. Is there a different philosophy that is in place right now? It's not that we're sitting here trying to pin anything on one particular area. It's just that you're trying to look at everything.
Yeah, no, I understand. I get it. It's new people. It's new staff. But we've been with Chris Hookie since 2009. He's been around. He knows a lot of us. And I think that's why they put him on board, because with the young guys that he had back in, 2010 to 13, he had Corbin. He had, he had Freddie last year, I think. So, he knows the guys. So, it's just all about them just stepping up and doing what they have to do.
Talking with Jeremy Jeffress, reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, moving forward, you guys just try to kind of get back on track. I would assume there's no, hey, what's going on right now type of scenario inside that clubhouse.
No, I don't think so. It's literally just guys need to get hot. Guys need to stay focused on what the plan is on each and every game, every outing, and just continue to play the game, because it's still early. It's not even over in April yet, so we have plenty of time to get hot, to get rolling, and to get guys healthy again and continue to play ball.
Well, is there a particular stat that you guys look at, that either pitchers or as a team, that you guys use and say, okay, we just need to be better at this, rather than just wins and losses? This is one thing we need to look at. Is there something that you look at and say, okay, I got to get better here?
Honestly, no. If we can play our game, and it is about wins and losses. Every game matters. Every game counts. So, honestly, we look at a stat or a percentage saying if we play 15 games, we win 10 of them, you know, we have a good chance to, you know, towards the end of the season. And then keeping everybody healthy, that's a big stat you need to keep. As you can see, the Yankees basically lost all their lineup.
Right.
So something like that happens to us, it scares us. But as long as we keep people healthy, you know, win majority of the games, percentages of the game, series and stuff like that, we'll be fine.
Do you look at it as if, like, you lose the first game of the Cardinals series, like, we got to come back and win the next two if we're going to win the series? You start pressing, or do you just say, hey, we're back? One of the things that I thought was so remarkable was when we had Eddie Cedar on last year, was as you guys were pressing towards the postseason, win or lose, he said, it's kind of the same mentality. This is just a loose group of guys that, they're feeling it and they feel really good. But this year you come in with a different pressure. Is there a different pressure there this year?
Pressure is the game of baseball. I wouldn't say it's pressure. It's a deal where guys have definitely have to get hot and stay hot. This game is hard. You're gonna fail 70% of the time. So if you can just focus on just a percentage or just a focus of a game, a part of a game inside of it, that's the only thing you need to worry about, because getting outside of your comfort zone, of your realm of playing your type of baseball, it messes up a lot of other things.
I know there's a lot of talk in this town right now. You guys aren't necessarily playing the winning baseball, and you've got a lot of discussion regarding the Milwaukee Bucks. The other night we saw everybody over there, man. Is that something that you guys get a chance to escape a little bit and go just enjoy and be a part? Because you guys didn't get a chance to really, you were the players on the field as opposed to being the fans in the stands. You guys get to be the fans in the stands for the Milwaukee Bucks, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually bought season seat holders, and they're exciting, man. We get a chance. We just actually went to game two on Wednesday night and in Milwaukee, and it was just phenomenal. The stadium was packed to the top. And just to see those guys run up and down the court and play the game how they do, it's exciting, man. And I think they have a very good chance of going a long way.
Are you guys in the clubhouse last night? Even though it's not a great game and it kind of got out of hand, are you in the clubhouse coming in after the ball game, wanting to see if the Bucks won or lost?
It's all over media, man. we don't have to check it. It's going to show up sooner.
So overall, the bullpen right now, you said you had some youth back there. Are you still trying to feel? Is there still a feel for Craig Counsell, or is it just matchups? Is it to figure out who to use, when to use them, and how often to use them?
No, man, we just need to score runs. You score runs, it's way easier to decide who gets to go in, who needs rest, who needs to do what. So, it's this production of runs, guys putting up zeros, and just playing Milwaukee Brewer baseball.
The offense, while a lot of it's been top-heavy between Lorenzo Cain, obviously Christian Yelich, guys like Aguilar and Brian Braun and Travis Shaw and company are struggling a little bit. Is there a frustration level on those guys in there?
No, they're definitely working hard as they can. They're in the cages every day. They're there for early work. They're getting in tune with our new hitting coach, Haynes. He just came over, so, everybody's trying to get acclimated with everybody. So, spring training was kind of quick. Spring training's, just here and there. So, everybody's got to get used to everybody. So, like I said, it's early. April's not even over yet, and we are actually in a good position right now.
At what point, JJ, because you bring up a great sentence, because everybody says, well, it's early. At what point can you no longer say it's early?
I would say All-Star break, honestly. Because the second half is when guys' bodies start to change, start to feel maybe a little fatigue, or maybe, guys might get stronger. So the second half is definitely, where, before All-Star break is where you want to say, all right, it's time to kick it into gear. You're going to have a little break before the second half. So get your mind right before you come back after and continue to play the game.
As far as you go, and you're talking about the uphill, kind of the battle to get really back into it, you've pitched really well. Are you feeling good? Are you feeling strong like where you should be, or do you still have a ways to go?
Actually, yeah. Actually, I'm feeling very good. My shoulder's back to 100%. I feel like now I'm just working with, with kinks with pitches and stuff like that and, sequences. But, I I'm just going to attack hitters from pitch one. I don't care what's happening until the game is over.
How good was it to finally get back on the hill and throw a clean inning and get into the dugout?
Yeah, it was great, man. It was phenomenal. Like I said, everybody welcomed me back with open arms. was doing a lot of projects off the field while I was, you know, trying to stay focused, you know, along with the food truck and stuff like that, you know, and that's come along very well. And honestly, they just made sure that I was healthy and ready to go just for that end of the season type deal. Because, I mean, the guys are throwing a lot. Guys are, you know, getting tired. So just making sure everybody's healthy, man.
Hey, talk about the food truck.
Oh, man, that thing is great. It is. We'll be in Milwaukee April 29th. Be ready for the first game of our series when we get back. And, I mean, I can't say much more than it is going to be one of the biggest tailgate parties in the Brewers Stadium. Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting. We're going to have music, food. I mean, just honestly, I have a couple people coming from South Boston to help out with the truck because they understand that is a big, something big. And, you know, something that's going to help a lot of people.
I was just going to say, so explain to people, for those that don't know, exactly what the food truck's all about and where it came from.
Well, it came from my hometown. It was a 40-year, I would say, restaurant slash, you know, little business, home business. And he opened it up to the people of South Boston. And literally from Thursday to Sunday, he fed the whole town and with fish, shrimp, and scallops. Literally, that's it. You know, he had his sides. And he literally set the whole town. So it was one day I came to his son and said, dude, we have to expand this. We have to make it known because people have to get this taste. And like I said, 2 years ago, I went and bought a truck, found, you know, went back to him, discussed, like, listen, in the next 3 to 5 years, man, we're going to have something up and running and ready to rock because, you know, there's a couple things that I need to, that I want to help out. And there's other things that I want people to see. Speaking of the epilepsy thing, all the proceeds are going to go to, you know, Southeast Wisconsin for the epilepsy. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly going to help those kids that cannot afford the MRIs, the CAT scans, the sleep studies. You know, it's very important that they understand what's going on with their brain so they can continue to live their life. And like I said, you know, some of the proceeds are going to go towards that.
That's an awesome cause. Great to talk to you, and hopefully you guys kind of turn it around, get some better pitching, a few more runs on the board, and all of a sudden we're talking about a bunch of wins next week. Always good, my friend. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it. There you go. Jeremy Jeffers of the Milwaukee Brewers joining us for a couple of minutes, and don't forget on the 29th, the food truck's going to be out there at Miller Park, and music lined up, and going to debut that thing, and it should be a really, really fun event. That, again, is our buddy Jeremy Jeffress. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. We got more right after this.
Jeremy Jeffress on The Bill Michaels Show. Sponsored by Stein's Garden and Home. Planted in Wisconsin. Growing with you since 1946. 16 locations. Family owned. And by Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. Hear JJ every Tuesday at 1:30 on The Bill Michaels Show and on demand at BillMichaelsSports.com.
My goodness, Jeffress slams the door.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.